Supervisor's order, we pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of minutes from the previous meeting of January 21st.
I'll make a motion, we approve the minutes.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Treasurer's report.
Thank you. Since the last meeting, I received $600 from sewage, $500 from Planet Aid, and $25 from Greenwood Hills for renting the conference room. That's all.
And it looked like you want $500.
$5,000.
I'll make a motion, we approve $5,000 from the pledge of fund from the general fund to DMBT checking account.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Okay, Roadmaster's report. Well, we have pretty good storm last week. We managed to get through without any problems at all. I got a lot of compliments on our roads. When we were done, our roads were pretty much bare compared to a lot of roads around us. I don't think we had any accidents on our roads at all. I know we have one car slide off the road, but he shoveled himself out. And we gave him a little push, not with a truck though, just by hand, got him out. He was up on Fire Tower, but outside of that, everything's going good. We did have to have the old Ford towed in because it diesel fuel plugged up because of the cold weather. Even though we treated it for some reason, it just plugged up the filter. So, but outside of that, everything's going good. We didn't have any major breakdowns or anything like that. So. We're pretty much ready for anything that's coming at us. And right now, I have 100 ton of salt on order. It was supposed to be here last week. They were having some problems getting that in, so I talked to Sue this morning. She's hoping it will be here next week, but we did get an extra load of salt from our supplier. So we're in pretty good shape. Get that 100 ton, hopefully we'll get through the winter. Been a rough winter when it comes to using salt and stuff because of all these minor stores. And we got to treat our roads because 80% of our roads are uphill. And people do not stay home. No matter what the weather is. Now, the big storm the other day, I was out there and it was probably the less traffic I ever seen in a snowstorm, but it was good. So.
Hey, while we're on roads, can we put on our site to stop plowing across the roads when they're clearing the driveways, and if they do, to clear their running roads?
I could put it on there, but do you think anybody's going to listen?
We got to do something with that. Fire Tower's the worst.
I know, they just plow it out there and leave it in the road.
Yep.
I plowed it 3 times out from West Ann Street where the tractor drawers come out of from delivering a grocery store, making the right to go back out to Hartford Street. They drag it up over the shoulders and right out across that lane. Mm-hmm. I cleaned it up again this morning with my pickup. If I get on my pickup, I just drop the plow and push it off the road because I don't know why they just don't go back out through the parking lot of the store instead of coming down Ann Street, making a hard right and drag all the snow off. One of these days they're going to cut that so sharp in that. Going to hit that big, big rock that sits there. Mm-hmm. And that's a big rock. So, yeah, I put something on there.
Yeah, just try.
I try to.
We should come up with a fine for it.
Well, it probably is a fine for it, but who's going to enforce it?
And how if you gonna, I get pissed off enough, I will. And
biggest thing is find out who did it. There's so many plow guys out there anymore.
Yeah, there is.
Okay, zoning.
The scoping meeting application from AutoZone has been received by PennDOT, PennDOT will review the associated materials and then respond via email. That's it.
Public participation. Nobody?
One at a time, one at a time.
Secretary's report.
Sure, thank you. Pike County Conservation District sent the draft NPDES permit and technical deficiency letter for a property in Summit Court. From Pike County Planning, Mr. Mike Murzynski asked to track outages and closures attributed to trees on wires and roads. And Monroe County Vector Control submitted 2025 mosquito season report. And that's all.
I spoke to him about that.
Old business. Anything new on the Constitution Avenue Bridge?
Nothing new to update. I will try to give him a call tomorrow and see where we're at.
Motion's for me to table it. I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Zoning amendment, planned unit commercial development from DEPG. Planning Commission recommendation, schedule another hearing. I make a motion we continue that due to the fact that the Planning Commission did not have their meeting because they did not have a quorum.
I'll second your motion. We should probably see if anyone has anything to say before we vote on it, but also we were waiting for the county to come back.
I checked with Shahana earlier, and we haven't heard anything back from the county yet. So they did get it on January 15th, so their 30 days is running.
Not up yet.
It's not up yet, but right. It will be by our next meeting.
And being there down, Brian, I'm yes. sure things are taking longer.
Yeah.
Mr. Snyder has not been in their office.
Yeah, they lost one of their principal planning people.
Does anybody want to make a comment on this, DEPG?
Yeah. Only that I thought we were, you know, there and maybe look hopefully for an approval to move forward.
Okay.
But
yeah,
I guess what happened.
We couldn't get a quorum for the meeting the other night.
Yeah.
Well, that's not what the problem is. The problem's with the county planning.
I was gonna say
and the county planning commission.
It's been moved forward to the county planning.
Right.
Yeah. As county soon as planning. We have their comments back, we'll schedule a public hearing.
Right.
Right.
Assuming the comments don't have to go back to the Planning Commission, but
correct.
We would find that doubtful at this stage.
It should be doubtful because they addressed
everything that was said.
But right. Now with the change, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
A different set of eyes.
Did the letter of recommendation come from Mr. Belwar?
We have a letter from Mr. Belwar.
We have a letter from Mr. Belwar.
I have not seen that.
Okay. Actually, it's in our packet, I believe.
Yeah, we can give you a copy right now.
Yeah.
I got mine right here.
Kevin, I'm sure another one at the office, so you can have
it. You got mine.
Oh.
You got mine.
Okay. Would you like 10?
Thank you.
You want another one?
I want for the car.
Yeah. So we're waiting to hear back from
motion
the county.
That's where I got it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Motion's been.
I think they did make some comments. Before.
They made the first round, and then revisions were made.
The revisions were
so
made
they have
and sent to
they
them.
Have to look again so at their revised content and comment. They get another 30 days to comment on the revised version. So that's the comment period that we're waiting for. When we get a response back from them, then we'll have to review that response to see is there something else that needs to be done, and if not, which it's our anticipation that it'd be unlikely, but you never know.
You never know what county planning.
If it's a different set of eyes than the last time, which, given the personnel change, it may be. But we'll review what they send back and then determine whether there are more revisions that have to be made based on those comments or whether it goes on to public hearing. But we don't typically ever schedule the public hearing until we have the county comments back because what we don't want to have to do is advertise it multiple times.
There we go. Motion's been made and seconded to continue the zoning amendment for DEPG. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed. Under new business, Act 537 plan.
The Act 537 plan, I did get a copy and I looked at, but I understand the Planning Commission did not have a a quorum, so I think it's still in their domain.
But I am continuing to work with John on that to get it prepared to go into the state.
You may want to table that until the planning commission has it finalized.
To the board supervisor before it goes to them.
Yeah, but we got to put it together. I don't want to be wasting time. All right, I make a motion, we table that.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Section 407 of the zoning ordinance.
Same thing, I sent my comments to the planners for their last meeting, but they didn't have it.
Yeah.
I know Mr. Fuller also has some comments. I don't know if he's sent his out yet, or he's just going to come to the meeting and discuss those.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
So I think that needs to be tabled also.
Motion to table.
I'll be talking to John this week about that, too.
I'll second that motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Public participation. Executive session.
Oh, yes.
You need one?
Yeah. Quick one.
On what matter?
Personnel.
Okay.
Surprise,
surprise.
Was that just for the meeting itself?
What?
Nope, we can come back after.
We come back, yeah.
Okay.
We can't go yet.
Okay. Good.